bumper weekend of Super Rugby coming up. A couple of Aussie teams are looking really good, that being the Brumbies and also the New South Wales Waratahs, while the coach at the Queensland Reds is under enormous pressure. Let's talk about that with our rugby expert, Adam Fry. Good to have you here, Adam.
Morning, guys. I'll tell you what, on my way in today, went past the airport.
Yes.
There is a billboard.
What about the size of it?
Oh, my God.
I've got a photo of it in here. I'd send it to TK.
It's huge. I spent 4 years in Melbourne. I come back and you guys are rock stars. You're all over it. There's one lady with sort of, I don't know if she's modelling lingerie and a guy in a trendy suit. And they're these two blokes from big sports breakfast. Look at you guys. On fire.
That's it, Jerry.
But I'll tell you what, your jobs are safe if you plaster all over town. But you just spoke about Richard Graham.
Shaky.
I think so, and there was already talk of that last year. But, look, I know that he's a great coach, and they brought him from the Western Force, but he is under the pump, but they've got a lot of players out, the Reds, and James O'Connor's out again this week, which is not great. You go through their roster. You need your key decision-makers to be firing. Yeah. He's missing James this week, who's been playing hurt, I think. I saw him limping off the field. He can't be right. Very quiet last week. And then you've got Quade Cooper. You've got too many players out to really judge him as a coach, but he is under pressure, and I do think that the Brumbies will towel the Reds up there at Suncorp. Now, if that happens, the pressure's going to come on even more.
Yeah, the Waratahs have got the Highlanders. They had a good win against the Reds, although, you know, the Reds haven't started firing at all.
I want my 2 hours back watching that game. It was a really tough game to watch. The conditions were very humid. Although the Waratahs probably should have put about 40 on them, and I know Michael Checker was very happy with the result and the grit they showed. I don't think that they did that scoreline justice. I think they probably should have won by a lot more. This week, New South Wales, I do think that they're going to still be competition favourites, although the Brumbies would challenge that now. Go against the Highlanders. It's always hard to win there at Foresight. They call it the cake tin in Wellington, but this is almost like the plastic lunchbox, big sort of plastic dome. It'd be a tough game, but I do think they'll get away with it.
Okay, they're $1.55, the Waratahs, away from home. Hot favourites against the Highlanders, $2.45. What about this role of Israel Folau with the New South Wales Waratahs, Adam, where he's sort of shifting, floating a little bit between centre and also fullback because Adam Ashley Cooper is out again with injury.
It's this mystery knee they're all calling it at the moment with Adam Ashley Cooper. I think Israel Folau, wherever you want to play him, you want to see him with the ball in hand as much as possible. Not many people noticed that they made that change. I think they had him at fullback on the run sheet, but they actually played him at outside centre. I personally think he's a better fullback because you just want him in catching space. The ball. Absolutely. And he's so good under that high ball. You've also seen, and this is what rugby union's probably missing, the cross kicks that he used to be able to finish off in rugby league. He'd almost jump over the goalpost. He was that good at it. And we all know his ability in the air. So I think fullback is his preferred position, but just got to wait and see when Adam Ashley Cooper comes back.
Mate, do you know much about Rory Arnold? It's his first season at the Brumbies. He's doing good things.
Oh, he's a monster. I know he's
208 centimetres.
He's the type of bloke that I would not want to go nowhere near. I'm challenged vertically, as you are, Slats.
Let's go back to back.
You reckon?
I'm taller than TK. You're not taller than me. So bring TK into the equation.
Hang on, I think you've got... There's telephone books you're sitting on. We can't judge it here. But we'll go back to that. He's a monster, and they got big raps on him. And I think he'll be a star for the Brumbies. Brumbies are just fantastic at finding these players that no one wants. They end up coming to the club. They turn into superstars. I think he's great. I think he'll be a huge player, and he'll be wearing the gold jersey in a couple of years.
Okay, well, that's the Reds at home. Geez, they need a win, don't they? 3.55, so rank outsiders against the Brumbies, who are pretty red hot at the moment, $1.30. They're looking good.
No, I would take the Brums. I don't like going things that are too short, but I do think the Brumbies are the preferred team, and I think they'd be beating anyone on their day.
Well, what about the line, mate? The line, they're getting 8.5 head start, the Reds, at home.
Look, I don't think 8.5 is a really easy margin to run down. I just think the Brumbies.
So take the $1.90, the Brumbies.
Yeah, they're in sensational form. Robbie Coleman's in great form. Nick White's back to his best. I think their forward pack are back to the way they were coached with Laurie Fisher, Stephen Moore. I just think they're a quality side. Where the Reds, I'm not saying they aren't a quality franchise, they've just got too many people out.
And who else in the comp do you like, mate? anyone standing out?
Well, I'll tell you what, for mine, I think the Brumbies, and I'll keep saying that. Over in South Africa, there's been really no team looking to challenge it. And last week, all you know in Super Rugby, it's so hard to pick because there's already so many upsets. So you'd take the Chiefs any day of the week, and the Highlanders roll them at home. So look, at the moment, I still always say that the Waratahs, if they can get Adam Ashley Cooper back and they're injury free, they'll peak at the right time, because I don't think they've even hit their straps yet and they're still beating teams by 30.
You were missing at the relay race we had down the Randwick Straight on Tuesday morning. I thought you would have been up for that for sure.
Mate, I can't.
No, he can't. Look, he's got the boot on.
Oh, I can't really show that on radio, but I've done
it. You could have helped with the start. Jane Fleming was
Phil
War,
we blew him away.
He runs like a rock ape.
Yeah, thank God for that.
I'll tell you, and he was high. He knew he could have pulled a hammy or a calf. Yeah, he didn't commit. He just held himself back.
He wasn't fully committed.
Left hammy went, but we came second, mate. We were the eldest.
Congratulations. Is that why the music's coming? Because you're actually running through the wind there?
Streamlined we were.
So you're sticking with the favourites, basically.
I am. Nothing going to surprise me this week, TK.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for your time.
Good luck with your boot.